nuclear fallout's mucking up the radiocarbon method. It depends on measuring the rate of decay of natural C4D.
If you told me, even as recently as a week ago, that in the middle of summer I'll be at home with my windows closed and my curtains drawn, I would probably have said you'd gone and start raving mad. And yet here I am in the sort of lounge area of my abode with said window closed and aforementioned curtain well and truly drawn. But a week ago I didn't reckon on this Herbert across the road. Trying to look in and see what I've accumulated. I noticed him when I was returning from one of my sojourns. He postures that he's on the street merely to issue tickets to parked cars. But if that's all he's really about, then why is he giving me these looks as I walk past? Suspicious look, as though he's suspicious of me. Oh, Olivia, mate, if anyone's going to be suspicious of another, it's me. Suspicious of you. Your doings on my street, my area, my beat. I noticed him for a second time the very next day, and it was around about the same time. I do assume he had some sort of timetable. If not one imposed by his employer, then one that he's constructed for his own dastardly motives. And again, I was struck by his disproportionate interest in me. I opened the door of my home, and unmistakably I saw that he was sort of shifting his head from side to side, as though to look over my shoulder into the shadowy recesses of my home. I thought, oh mate, what are you all about? You know, what's it to you? And I've had no concrete sightings since that second, but there have been times when I've been reclining, or heating something up in the kitchen, or trying to fix a video machine, or eating some prunes. Doing my business, so to speak, around the house, and I've had a peculiar sensation of being watched from the window. And I'd dash to the window and I'd look out, you know, expecting to say, "Oi, you, oi, get away from my window, mind your beeswax, mate." But every time I did, the street was either empty or only populated by less suspicious types, you know, perhaps a child across the other side of the road with his mum, or one of the neighbours that I've recognised, and they're just going about their business, and there seems to be nobody there peering in, and yet the street has an unmistakable aspect of having been recently vacated by some sort of spy. Some sort of some character who thinks nothing of trying to gain an insight into my psyche, my motives, my philosophy from having a look at my stuff. Oh, I've got my curtains drawn and I won't let it lie. I'm not going to relent. You know, there are far too many times in life when someone's tried to do something to me or tried to do something involves me in some sort of way, a direct or oblique, and I haven't been entirely comfortable with it. It wasn't what I wanted, but I've let it go because I'm a peaceable character. You know, I'm a peaceable sort of chap. I don't make bones. You know, I don't go out looking for trouble. That's not my modus operandi, mate. Live and let live. But on this occasion, I had to draw the line and say, no, mate, you're not coming in and you're not having a look at my stuff. And you're not having any of my stuff. It's my stuff. Leave it out. Leave it out, mate. Bugger off.